Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? I know I haven't been on here for a while, but this is a new thing that I'm going to start doing. And since we're on quarantine, might as well. I'm going to call this the Quarantine Sports Podcast, just with JT. And yeah, let's get it started. So basically what I've been seeing was I've been sitting back and watching a little bit of this Last Dance documentary. And it's been very interesting to see the career of Michael Jordan and actually get to know him as a person and not just see him as a dominant force on the court. And while we've really learned a lot about this guy, I can't even lie about that. The fact that Michael Jordan did a lot of stuff in his career outside of basketball was some things that I already knew because of my pops and my uncles and my big brothers and stuff like that. But to actually see it for myself, like the fact that he couldn't get past the Bad Boy Pistons at first, or the fact that he couldn't beat Magic, or he couldn't beat these people without certain people, lets me really know that the GOAT conversation is really some bullshit. And I'm gonna be honest, why it's some bullshit. The GOAT conversation, you can't really put Michael Jordan as just the GOAT just all the way around, because Mike couldn't beat Isaiah Thomas them. Mike couldn't beat Magic them by himself. He couldn't do it by himself. And needless to say, he had to basically wait till Scottie Pippen got there, and wait till Ron Harper got there, wait till all these other people got here, so that he can get to a place where he can be the dominant force that he's always meant to be. Like, don't get me wrong, Mike was a bad boy regardless of what's going on. Even if he didn't have anybody, that was proven when he was with when he went and played with the Wizards for those last 2 years after he came back from retirement. Even though the Wizards were trash and Kwame Brown didn't make it no better and everything else. Like, we're gonna get to Kwame Brown a little later. But yeah, Michael Jordan was a good player. He was an asshole. He was not the type of teammate that I wanted to play with. But as far as on the court, you couldn't deny that he was a bad man on the court. But to be honest with you, without Scottie Pippen or without Dennis Rodman or without Ron Harper, without these people, without Steve Kerr and all these people, he wouldn't have had all those championships that he would have. He probably would have had two. I give him two. But he was so two-dimensional. Like, this man, like, people was talking about his jump shot, like, he was below average. He was a below average shooter. He was very athletic, don't get me wrong. He could play defense. But that's it. Like, you got players in the league that shoot below average, that's athletic and can play defense now. So, as far as trying to say that Michael Jordan is the GOAT, I mean, of course, the stuff that he did, like, his resume is fire. But some of his teammates got the same resume as him. Scottie Pippen damn near got the same resume as him. Like, first team all defense, got the same amount of championships. Like, come on, man. It's just, you know, and it's proven that Scottie could have damn near did it by himself if some things would have swung in his favor a little bit better than what it did this season that Jordan retired. But one of the seasons that Jordan was retired, like, he could have did it. He would have had another championship, but it is what it is. So, off that, basically, my whole thing about the whole Jordan thing, Jordan was the type of person that he was basically looking out for himself. Like, he felt like he worked for everything that he did, like, and he wanted everybody to be on his level. If he had to be an asshole to people, he was going to do it. If he had to be just a jerk to everybody, he was going to do that to try to push people in the right direction. Which sometimes it gets people to where you want them to be, but sometimes it don't do it. So I just feel like, you know, Jordan just wasn't the very best person to play, you know what I'm saying, to have as a teammate. As far as you know, you're going to win a championship or something like that, of course. But as far as just a teammate in general, nah, he's not. Another thing, going back to the NFL. So, Tom Brady. GOAT Brady. GOAT Brady. I I've never really said I didn't like Tom Brady. I just wasn't a Patriots fan. I felt like the Patriots were like the Lakers for the longest. Like, they're just meant to be in the championship. I don't know how they're going to get there. Something's going on. But Tom Brady plays for the Buccaneers now. He done brought Gronk out of retirement. So this is going to be interesting. The league's going to be very interesting. I really don't have a team. I've never been the type of person. I've always just liked players. Like, Cam Newton's been one of my players. Like, Vic was one of my players. Ray Lewis was one of my players. Every one of my players. Like, Lamar Jackson is, like, my favorite player in the league right now. Like, him and Christian McCaffrey are my two favorite players in the league right now. So, it's like, I'm really hoping and praying that something swings in Baltimore's favor, that they can actually go and bounce back from that loss they had in the playoffs to the Titans. And I hope that the Carolina Panthers can go a different way and actually make it to the playoffs and give Christian McCaffrey a better platform so that he can showcase his talents and stuff like that. During this quarantine's really had me kind of shaky, kind of rocky, because I'm thinking, damn, like, we ain't got no sports. We ain't got nothing. So I've been watching a lot of old highlights and stuff like that, and a lot of my timeline becoming a what if, like, who was a better person at this position. Like, people been saying, they've been comparing DeAnthony Thomas, Percy Harvin, and Tavon Austin. Like, who was the best explosive player? Like, who did this better? In my opinion, no one probably had a, out of those three players, no one probably had a better season than Tavon Austin, to be honest with you. Like, the game that he had against Oklahoma, we're just not going to even talk about. The man played receiver for real. They put this man in the backfield. This man had 300 and some all-purpose yards in one game. Like, he has the best highlight tape I've ever seen in my life, to be honest with you. Like, don't get me wrong, DeAnthony Thomas got a good highlight tape too, but Tavon Austin shifted. He was just as fast, quicker. He was making the moves. He's getting out of small windows. Like, he's hitting the windows. He's getting in and out of them. He was just a freak of nature. Moving along. So, basically, I've just been sitting back and watching a lot of old sports and stuff like that. And, man, I miss it so much. But I'm pretty sure you guys miss it too. So, when you guys listen to this, please give me feedback. Hit me. I'm going to put my social media up with it, so you guys can please hit me up and let me know some topics that you guys want me to jump on, or if you guys want to collab on anything, let me know. This has been an episode of Quarantine Sports with JT, and I'm out.